This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Stop flipping around. Let's hit the beach for a while. Beach and Company, the all-around talk of the town. Beach and Company, he'll pick you right up when you're down. Beach and Company, Sandy's on the air, making Buffalo proud. He's bigger than life and twice as loud. News Talk 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach. Beach and Company.
Hello, it is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach, and I'm looking at Bernadette, and she's wearing a T-shirt. These kind of things drive you nuts where you don't remember where you got it. You remember that you have it, but you don't remember where it came from. And this is the All Buffalo T-shirt. Maybe you guys can help me out. It says Chavetta's. Well, I could have gotten it at Chavetta's, I guess. Salins, maybe Joe Salin gave it to me. I love Salins hot dogs. Costanzo's, the best rolls ever. And Weber's, if you love mustard, this is for you. So it's Chavetta's, Salins, Costanzo's, and Weber's, and it's got the Buffalo logo because they're all Buffalo companies. Tony, did I ever interview any of these people?
No, but you may have with somebody with like... that sells all Buffalo stuff.
Products.
Online,
yeah,
Buffalo
maybe it products. Was. I did the Buffalo show where they sell a Made in Buffalo, where they sell Made in the USA, where they sell USA things. I don't remember, but it's a nice shirt, and I'm glad she's wearing it. It's one of my faves. Well, did you see where the weasel commissioner of the National Football League has? It was so wrong before. In their positioning with Kaepernick, you know, they didn't handle it right. Now, not only is he encouraging protests, which he said that, he's in favor of even joining in now. He's a full-fledged brother now, okay? He's not only in favor of that, he's encouraging one of the 32 teams in the National Football League to sign Kaepernick, okay? Now, the only problem is, the time we get to 21, he will have been out for 5 years. 5 years. He was at the end of his cycle when he was playing. And then 5 years not playing very seldom makes you a better or even the same football player. Would you not agree, Coach Tony?
I hope somebody does sign him. Let's find out if he can play or not. Quarterback is not the position that you just step off the street and play. You need to be plugged in. And what did you say, like 5 years he's been off
well,
now?
Well, it will be 5 years. It was 16 when they had the problem.
Yeah, I don't see much success coming out of that. You know, the offenses are constantly evolving. And if he's not been plugged in, if he's not had a playbook, it may be difficult for him.
It's half a decade.
Sign him. Let's see what he could do if he could play. Then we're all wrong. Yeah, he was a good quarterback and go forward. But I got a feeling he's going to fall flat on his face.
Maybe the commissioner is so mea culpa that he feels so badly about what happened. Maybe he'll offer him his job as commissioner.
He should.
Why not? Bother with just being a player? Why not be commissioner of the National Football League?
And I'm not so sure Colin Kaepernick really wants to play. It seems like he's more comfortable being an activist than he is a football player. He had his chance last year to audition.
Yeah, and he got some money, so he's fine. Now, Buzzy, I understand that if he doesn't sign with the NFL, that Virginia Tech's looking at him.
Well, he can't go back to college. He already wasted his 4 years in the Mountain West at Nevada. but you know, I kind of agree with Tony. I really don't think he wants to play. You know, I mean, here he's getting all this attention. He's not on the field. He's an activist. You know, he seems to be doing an all right job with the stuff off the field. I'm not really sure he wants to sit there. And again, he wouldn't be a starter. He wasn't a starter when he was last in the league. So he'd be there on the bench, and everyone would look at him at the anthem, and then the spotlight's off him for the rest of the game.
Oh, by the way, Bernie just showed me a billboard, and it says defend the police, exactly like I took out the U and defund and put an E in there. So defend the police, that's very good. Well, yeah, we'll see what happens with that. But the commissioner urging a team to sign doesn't knock me out. All right, let's take a break and return on News Radio 930. This is WBEN. Guys, I was thinking, you know, what if Kaepernick comes back, but he's not good? We need a backup plan. We need something else in which he can make a living, and I just figured it out. If I were his agent, I would suggest doing TV commercials. I mean, look at how well Peyton Manning has done, and some of the better-known, better-loved figures in sports have done very well. Michael Jordan, just really well in TV commercials. So here's the commercial I would pledge for Kaepernick to do. He's sitting on a couch, and a beautiful music is playing in the background. And this gorgeous woman walks into the set. There she sits next to Kaepernick, looks him in the eyes, and says, "You look like you could still play." I think he could get up for a commercial like that. What do you think?
Yes.
I should be a talent manager, because I know where to put the right person in the right place. But and do a whole series of "You Look Like You Could Still Play," and have people, pardon me, who left and you'd like to see them still playing. You know what I mean? Is that a good spot for you?
Oh my God! I'm not going to be able to get this one out of my head all day.
Anyway, that's that. Well, today is phase three.
Yay.
Phase three. Yay! 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 Now, it's not going to be as simple and as easy as we envision. We envision, okay, we've clicked on the button for stage one. Click. Stage two is now going on. Click. Now it's phase three, which is basically what most people are talking about with phase three, is indoor dining at your favorite restaurant. Now, not all of them will be open today. One of them during the news said they're opening on Thursday, one of their restaurants. And so it'll be a staggered start time. But they're all going to have to be subject to some of the same rules. Without getting into the weeds, it says basically they can operate at 50% max. And the tables have to be 6 feet apart. You're going to need a geometry teacher to set the dining room there. So they're 6 feet apart, 50%. Oh, by the way, before I go any further with this, they announced today that for the president's first rally on the campaign trail, there have been requests for 1 million tickets. 1 million tickets. Now, Buzzy told me that Michigan has the biggest stadium now?
Yes.
It used to be the Rose Bowl, but it's Michigan. What do they hold?
110.
I think 110,000 right around there.
110. So they need a little less than 10 stadiums that size to satisfy all the tickets. That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And Joe Biden has announced the telephone booth in which he'll have the next one.
Well, did you... Did you hear who's going to make a big virtual, obviously, campaign speech for Joe Biden this week?
The president.
Former president.
Former
Obama,
president.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know about you, but my nipples are hard. Just thinking about that. That's must-see TV for me. I'm going to buy another television set and DVR it on both sets, just in case I miss it.
Yeah, you don't want to miss it, of course.
No, I don't want to miss it. So anyway, so 50% today, 50% of capacity, and you can the tables have to be 6 feet apart. You have to wear a mask except when you're sitting down to eat. I assume when you're eating, it would be the same thing.
Be kind of difficult to eat with the mask on.
Yeah, if you get up to use the restroom, you have to put the mask back on, okay? So you get up, use the and put the mask back on. I don't know if you're using the urinal if the mask is necessary because it would throw everybody's aim off and it would not be a good thing. You know what I mean? What do I look like? A bombardier to you? I gotta look, you know? And the mask is right under my eyes. So I'm pretending now that I'm wearing the mask. I'm not.
You're not trusting radar?
No, yeah. I'm thinking, okay, it's like a horse, you know. A horse can't see immediately in front of them. It's a distance away from them that they can start to see. So I'm doing that now with my mask. I'm using my hands to pretend it's a mask. Okay, it's right there. Now I'm standing there. Oh, man, this is going to take some... It's going to take a little coordination. Do you think you can do it, Tony? Yes, I'm all right. And Buzz?
Yeah, I've been in enough dark bars.
I don't know if Matt can do it
either. I've been in enough dark bars. I think I would be all right.
Think you could do it? How about you, Buzzy?
Yeah, I'd be fine.
Yeah, it requires a little distancing. That brings a whole new meaning to the term social distancing. You're in the men's room with a mask on. You're going to need social distancing.
Hey, you know what? Some restrooms you may be better off with your mask on.
Some restrooms you'd be 6 feet away from them anyway.
But yeah. I'm all for if it means more things can open and we can get back to more of a regular life. If all I have to do is strap a mask on, I'm ready. Give me the
strap
mask.
Strap it on and get with it. Yeah. Okay.
If you ever use the restroom at the old Continental downtown, then you can survive any restroom.
The worst restroom I've ever seen was in the old stadium where the Bills used to play.
At the Rock Pile?
Yeah, that was the worst one. I didn't write a book about it. I just remember that it wasn't the best place to be, unless you had to go. Let's see. Now, okay, so with Phase 3 in effect, are you willing to go to a sit-down restaurant right now? Say it's the decisions today. And your husband or your wife or your boyfriend or your girlfriend says to you, or both, say, let's go out to dinner. We haven't been out to dinner in a quarter of the year, okay? It's been too long. Let's go today. Would you go? It wouldn't bother me going as long as there wasn't a huge line. If there's a line, forget it. I'm not going, okay? And that leads to my second question. Would you stand in a long, long line to shop retail? The reason I'm asking this is yesterday, TJ Maxx, I guess, has a right to be open. There was a huge line. I mean, a huge line in front of TJ Maxx. And, I don't shop retail that much anyway. Bernie. Everybody's a B, okay? Bowerly, Bernie, Buzzy, the whole thing. Yeah. but I would never stand in a line that long to shop retail. Before that, I'd go online and buy something. I will make an attempt to eat out as much as I can because I want to support local restaurants. I think they have a big investment. Their margins are not huge. And I enjoy dining out, okay? So first, I'll ask Tony. Suppose you come home today and Jeannie says, let's go out to a sit-down restaurant. What would you say?
I would say.
Why are you guys laughing?
You don't want to know.
Oh, I do want to know, because we'll that's probably the best part of the show.
We'll tell you during the break.
Okay.
It was something you said.
So will Bernie. Well, Bernie, I'm all right. Will Tony and Jeannie, no bees at all in those. Okay, would you two lovebirds go out to a sit down?
Absolutely. In fact, Jeannie asked me the other day, she says, when are we going to be able to go out to eat? And so the question for us is not if we would, it's where we would go first.
Where we would. Second question for you, Tony. Would you stand in a long, long line like they had at TJ Maxx yesterday? I don't know if you saw any video. Or a picture. There's a picture in the paper, and there was video of this humongous line to get into TJ Maxx. I wouldn't do that in a million years.
I did see
the. They gave me the TJ Maxx. I wouldn't
yes,
do it.
I've seen the images of it, and no, I would not. No. So I don't like standing in lines.
Yes and no. That's right. For you. Yes to the first one. No is the second one. Okay, Buzzy. We got 30 seconds. Yeah. Would you go out to a sit down dinner tonight?
Oh, yeah, right away. And Katie and I have already discussed it. We're going to Lake Placid this weekend. Probably going to take in one of the fine dining options there. And,
very
of course,
nice.
When we get back, I mean, we've been doing Takeout Friday as this whole thing's been going on. So I would guarantee you next Friday that we will
yes.
be visiting a local establishment.
Okay, we got 10 seconds or so. Would you stand in a long line to shop retail like TJ Maxx?
No.
No. So you're yes and no. Tony's yes and no. I'm yes and no. We're all yes and no. None of us are shopping retail anytime soon, but we all want to go out to eat. News Radio 930, this is WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
And we are back with Beach and Company. We have some breaking news. Here is Buzzy with the breaking news.
Yes, so just a few weeks after the Sabres said he was safe, the Sabres have fired general manager Jason Botterill, and they've made senior vice president of business administration Kevin Adams the new general manager. Now, that name may sound familiar. He played for the Carolina Hurricanes the year the Sabres lost to them in seven games in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Wow. They've been doing a lot of movement in personnel in the last few months. So much so that Kim has wearing a sign, "Hi, I'm Kim, what's your name?" So that's very unusual. He obviously is not leaving a robust program behind.
Not at all. I mean, you're talking about only six teams aren't making the reboot playoffs the NHL has put together. The Sabres are one of those six. Nine straight years without a playoff appearance.
Yeah, I know that when they added the team from Slapshot to the playoff
the Chiefs
regiment. When they added them to the playoffs, you knew we were in trouble.
Hey, coach, old-time hockey. Putting on the foil.
That's one of my favorite movies.
Same
Slapshot.
Here.
I just love Slapshot. It is
Reggie Dunlap.
So funny. And the McKenzie brothers, was it? Who was it? The little...
The Hanson brothers.
The Hanson brothers.
I got to meet them.
Did you really?
Yes. We met when we were in Channel 4 building. They were doing something with Channel 4. And oddly enough, they were playing a little hockey downstairs in our basement. And I got to hang out with them for a little while.
Oh, that's funny. That's
cool,
a great
guys.
Movie.
Yeah.
I saw it again for the first time in many years. I saw it again a couple of months ago, and it's still funny. Still funny. All right. I'm asking, with Phase 3 in effect, are you willing to go to a sit-down restaurant today? If your other half there, man, woman, a beast, who knows what, depending on what the Supreme Court decides on, would you go? Would you go or would you say, let's wait to see how it shakes out? The rules are, roughly, I'm sure there's more than this, that the tables have to be 6 feet apart, at least 6 feet apart, and also, I don't mind that at all, to be honest with you. I don't particularly like to go to a sit-down restaurant where somebody is right next to you, you know, that you don't know. I don't think that's a good idea. So the tables have to be 6 feet apart and no more than 50% of their potential revenue. Now, I don't know how that equation works out on small restaurants with not that many tables. Say you had 10 tables, okay? You can only go 50%, so now you're down to 5 tables. 5 tables, 6 feet apart, and that's what you got. Now, if it's a bigger restaurant, you have more square footage, you have an opportunity to be more comfortable. But I'm asking, would you go tonight if that were possible? The second question I have is, would you stand on a long, long line to shop retail? Now, TJ Maxx had a humongous line yesterday. Now, I don't remember anybody during this phase where we're quarantined going, oh, I got to get out of this house. I must get to TJ Maxx. I don't know because I don't even know what TJ Maxx sells. Do you guys know what TJ Maxx sells?
They sell clothes. So TJ Maxx has a bunch of a lot of things, but mostly clothes and...
bananas? Do they sell bananas?
Underwear.
I'd go... do they sell bananas and underwear?
No, well, they sell underwear. I know they have boxers.
Tony's writing down the address right now, as you know.
They have bananas. Boxers with bananas on them. I know that. Underwear.
Banana boxers. Yeah. Okay.
But they have just an array of... You know, I would say nicer stuff or not so nice stuff, depending where in the store you look. But they always have a good deal, and there's always a line at the register.
Yeah, well, there was a line well into the parking lot
yes,
yesterday.
Yes, there was.
More, I guess those banana briefs are really selling like hotcakes.
I'll tell you,
I'd rather have hotcakes on my briefs, actually, than bananas. So I would not shop, and you won't. And most people, though, probably would if they were looking to get out of the house. It's amazing how many people, you know, I've got to get out of this house and buy something. That seems strange to me. Getting out of the house, I can understand, because maybe you like the sunshine and a nice little breeze or having a cookout or something like that, because there's a purpose to that. But just getting out to spend money. I'm not cheap. Don't get me wrong. I'll spend money when I have to. But the bottom line is I'm not looking for someplace to go to have less money when I come back. Do you guys ever shop just to shop?
No, never.
You don't. You tell me you go to that mall with your kids. Don't you buy anything there?
Yeah, that's to walk. That's just simply
to walk around in the mall.
Yeah, Jeannie might shop, but for me and the kids, it's to walk and maybe stop at the food court.
How about you, Buzzy? Do you walk around to shop? You're anxious to spend money?
I'm not anxious to spend money. Now, here's the thing. If I'm walking around the mall, there's most likely I'm going to find something that I didn't know I needed to have.
Yeah.
You know?
Like the clerk at TJ Maxx? Okay.
Yeah. But here's what I think with the people waiting in line. Like you said, Sandy, I think it's I've been stuck at home. You know, I've been stuck buying stuff online. I actually want the experience of being outside and going to a retail store and waiting in line at TJ Maxx. You kill two birds with one stone. You get to be outside, and then once you get inside, you get back to that shopping atmosphere. And I'm sure there was a lot of backed up inventory, so probably some great deals yesterday. And those two combinations of being stuck at home for 3 months probably paid off pretty nice.
All right, you know more about retail than Tony and I do. But the only thing that could convince me to go to TJ Maxx, do they sell purple spandex?
Oh, yes. I'm sure you can find that at TJ Maxx.
And can I get something with a bottle cap that I can leave in the parking lot? Anything with
yes.
a bottle cap.
Yes, at TJ Maxx you can.
Because I do want to leave something behind.
Because I'm not going to lie, I do a lot of shopping at TJ Maxx and Marshalls and Home Goods, and sometimes those lines are so big that cooler at the back of the line, I'm one of the suckers. I'll get one and I'll have that beverage as I wait to go through the line and pay for my my items.
You're going to be really a nice little partner to any girl that would have you. So you can shop for them. Tony, do we feel out of place? He is a modern man, and he shops all the time.
No, I did not say that. I didn't mean it. I enjoy shopping. Believe me, I'm far from enjoy shopping. That's why, like, I'll buy outfits the day I need them. I'm not the kind of person that, you know, 3 months before an event, I'm buying the outfit.
Did you get the new Speedo that you said you were going to get?
I have not ordered the new Speedo yet, Sandy. I'm waiting for the July 4th sale to kick in.
Well, you know, I ordered mine and it's late, and I'm thinking I'm going to cancel that order.
Don't cancel it. I'll buy it off you.
Do you really need a 5X?
I'll make it work.
No, a 5X Speedo. I bet they don't even make them.
I don't like shopping. I've said this a million times. You know, Katie and I's first date, I bought the outfit for that date 3 hours before the date. I went to JCPenney's at the Eastern Hills Mall and put something together. I do not enjoy shopping.
And that was for the first date?
Yeah.
Boy, she walked in the room and took one look at you and says, oh, he wears JCPenney. He's my kind of guy.
But when I'm stuck in line, you know, like I said, when I have to go shopping at these places, I'm not the kind of person that likes to just stand in line. So I'll buy, you know, a Diet Coke and a bag of chips or something.
You got to do that. You got to shop a little bit while you're waiting to shop.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. We'll take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN. Besides the restaurants opening today with phase three. Let me see. Oh, you also have tattoo parlors. What else? There was something else besides the tattoo parlors. Oh, the nails.
Nail salon.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
I know Tony and I can hardly wait to go out and get our nails done. Actually, here's a tough question. Which of the three people in my group want to get their nails done at a salon today? Dum, 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 dum. It's the same person that says he doesn't like to go shopping, but he wants to get his nails done.
Pedicure, my feet, just my feet.
They cut your nails? Can't you cut your own?
But they put this like nice moisturizer on it,
you
and
like
they
moist
shave.
Feet, do you?
They shave all the dead skin and the dead part of your nail off. I mean, I like to wear flip flops in the summer, and it makes my feet look a little more tolerable.
You are a chick magnet with those feet. You know, women cannot resist a man with good feet.
Well, you know, to be honest, I never had a pedicure until I started dating Katie, and now I feel like if I can't put a flip flop on until I have a clean feet.
Okay.
Clean foot, sorry.
Did she used to date a former coach of the Jets that used to coach for us?
No, I want my feet to look good if I'm in a flip flop. I don't want to embarrass her with, you know, ugly
Tony,
feet.
Can you imagine, say you're going to a reunion of your high school class from Burgard, and you told them you were going to be a little late, you needed a pedicure?
Oh, I would not survive. No.
No. They'd never find your body. Ever.
No. Even the teachers would revolt. No.
But the other thing is tattoos, and I think what we've done to a social injustice is being protested everywhere, and Buzzy and I decided to do something to correct a social injustice. The injustice is this. Tony Caligiuri, on his manly body, a former karate guy, has, let's see, he has a tattoo of his own name.
Yep, there it is, Tony.
Yeah, just in case he forgets who he is when he wakes up in the morning at a hotel. Okay? He's got his name on there. He's got his one of his children's name.
Yep,
he's
Nick.
He's about to put his second child's name on. Then the only thing missing is his wife. So in order to correct that injustice, I think that Buzzy and I have volunteered to have Jeannie's name tattooed on our arms.
Okay.
So when we're out socially, you can say, look, honey, you're not on my arm, but Buzzy and Sandy are carrying your name around wherever they go.
That's so nice.
Isn't that nice?
That is special.
That's how I care. And tell Franklin. Franklin's sitting in on this?
No, he's already gone.
Oh, he's gone. Okay, yeah. I was going to say, tell him he has to have a tattoo as well. Okay, let's see. Let's go to line one.
There's a lot
one.
Of people that are eager to go get either their tattoos touched up, maybe some has started one and they'd like to get it finished. But
you know what I'm having tattooed on my stomach?
What's that?
A six-pack of abs. People will just look at it from a distance and go, man, this guy's ripped. I'm getting that done this week. As a matter of fact, Robbie Raw is going to do it for me.
There you go.
How about that?
Samantha thinks you get a six-pack abs from eating chocolate cake.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, sure. I'm going to stick to her plans. I like
Gives
it.
Gives you the look.
Yeah.
Let's go to line one, and that would be Maura of Hamburg. Maura, you're on WBEN.
Hi there, Sandy.
Hello, Maura.
With you. Let me tell you one thing. I am counting the days to go to a sit-down restaurant.
Well, you can go today, actually.
I had a birthday reservation on April 5th, a special birthday for my son, and that was unfortunately canceled. So I said the first moment I have a chance, we will continue with his birthday celebration. I already know what I'm going to order, and I'm counting the moments.
You have a favorite dish. What would that be?
Oh, it's the famous steak at the Chop House.
Oh, wow. Now you're talking upscale dining. Very nice.
Oh, yes. If I've waited this long, I'm going to enjoy every minute.
You're going to go for it. Absolutely. Now, the second question is, would you stand in a long line to do retail? Like they showed TJ Maxx's line yesterday. The line was humongous, and everybody was there with a shopping cart outside the store. Would you do that, or would you wait till things die down?
Oh, I would not wait for anything, including my doctor's office. He gets 35 minutes, and that's it. I don't.
Wow, you are really on the go. You can hardly wait to escape.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Happy belated birthday to your son.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you, Maura. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930. This is WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.